Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is the diary where we're fighting and we have been for 3 or 4 days and we're going to continue it on the air. Your host, Stacy, and co-host, Ray.
Hey.
Can you pay attention?
I am paying attention.
I know you haven't been paying attention to me for about 3 days now, but we got something to do for 60 minutes. Thank you. And we're here in Sacramento where it's not quite as hot as it should be, but it's very nice. And today on the show, we got a couple things to talk about. We're going to continue on Stacy is Not a Racist. We're going to talk about BP. We're going to talk about Ray and I, our fight this week, and what it was all about. And we're going to talk about some good things, actually, to end the show that I was involved with this week. You already know, with the couple guys, boys here in the
The
good things that are going on with the nonprofit and my friend that we're able to partner with from India, and people always from other countries have such a better perspective on things than we do, being born and raised and privileged enough to live in this country. So we're going to talk about all that today. And once again, this is a very beautiful day in Sacramento on June the 6th, 2010. And just that I was telling Ray before we started, you know, 4th of July is going to fall on a Sunday, and we're going to do a show. It's going to be a special show. The family's going to be here. Grandma is devising a slip and slide. We're going to be
grandma
video.
Being you, right?
Yeah, grandma. I'm the only grandma so far. You're not yet, thank God. I'm the only grandma, yes, would not. And, so we're going to be videotaping as well as audio, and then we'll put the video up later. But it's the whole family fams, and we'll go all through fireworks, the barbecue, everything. So. We're inviting people. My kids will be here. My grandson will be here. Rodney will be here. Everybody's going to be here, and we're going to have a great time and do the show and have my two lovebirds talk about, you know, the basis of our fight. Black people need to stick together. And I'm loving the fact that I see my daughter in this relationship where they're getting to know each other, even though they butt heads. And I'm able to come in as a counselor, which I never had, which I don't think my parents played much of a role in their 11 children's lives in that way with marriages and stuff like that. And there's a lot of reconstruction that needs to go on in my family, personally, me and my siblings.
Yeah.
You know, really, honestly, if you want to really be honest about it, my siblings in comparison to the way I taught my kids to be, so it's like night and day. So that's why we're having this show here, so we're going to have them talk about their relationship and relationships, which we talked about last week, that's so important. And that we nurture them and get them together. And we have some new music, West Coast style, like I said before the show, something I have.
What do you mean when you say West Coast style? Like, are they a West Coast artist?
No, that's the name of the song.
Oh, cool.
West Coast style, something I have that you don't, even though we both from the West Coast.
Your opinion.
And we've been, and that's been all week.
Yeah, that's right.
All week. And In the Bedroom. That's another new song that we're playing. So.
Oh, we played that last week, I think, didn't we?
No, it's new.
Oh, okay. I thought that was one of the ones that we played last week.
No, In the Bedroom? No. Mm-hmm. And now that we are mature audiences, we can have songs with those names. And that's a cool song. So we going to get started because Lorraine insists on the fact that I'm a racist. And
no, actually what it was is that you said that you're calling me a racist by saying that. And I said, well, maybe a little bit, because if you don't want to accept the fact that, and we went into it.
Okay, well.
So I didn't blatantly call you a racist.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
well, actually, last night you did call me a racist.
That's because we weren't censoring anything then. But if I was given the chance to say, do I really mean that you're an actual racist? No, I don't even believe in the concept of actual, true, reverse racism. And remember last week?
No, that's what you are. No, I didn't.
No,
you're a reverse.
What I'm saying is that the only way that black people could be a racist is if it was a reverse racism, and I don't believe that that exists. I think that it's a reaction to, you know, the kind of Okay. Discrimination that we've been put.
Well, my last point to show that I'm not a racist, and I went out there actively. Once again, this is my second week in the community being nice to everyone I meet, whether they're white or black, and it's really been working. Everybody, been, you know, it's really been working well.
We're hotline.
Busy hotline. Hotline. No, we're on the show, people. This is great. Okay, but we're versatile. All right, we're versatile. I got three handsets.
That's what you get for being busy.
That's what we get. That's what we get. Hotline. Hotline.
There you go.
It's not the president, so we're really not concerned. So what were we
talking about? Racist.
Okay.
You said coming out into the community.
Yeah, and I know that I have a bigger, higher calling, so it's really important that I'm not seen as a racist. But you know that I'm not.
Exactly, and what I said at the end of the show is that I wanted you to do things and say things so that people did not get that impression.
Okay. Well, you know, and then I'm thinking, you know, let me look over my whole life, and I'm like, you know what? And you said, well, people do it all the time. But my favorite artist and the artist that I got most ridiculed about as a kid growing up, that I was like, she was like my everything.
No, I'm just kidding.
I watched Donnie and Marie. Okay, okay. Well, no, I'm talking about real artists.
What? Who then?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, love
from
her.
Day from the
time. That's soul.
No, there. Barbara Streisand is not soul.
She's Jewish. You know, and she's got her
but
own.
She's not black.
I
so
know, that's true. But
I had every Barbara Streisand album from everyone I do to this day on Rhapsody. So how can I be a racist?
Because a lot of what people would say is that a lot of people, and we know this is true, there are a lot of white people that pretend like they're not racist by doing things for people, and that's okay as long as
that's
fake in their life.
See, and on top of that, then you're calling me fake.
No, like in
because
your,
of what
I said, I used other white people. I didn't use you as but I'm talking about.
But you're using that to say I may be like that because you won't sit. I would sit down and eat with Barbara Streisand.
Right.
I would cook for Barbara Streisand. I would
just marry Barbara Streisand's son.
Hell yeah.
But if he wasn't Barbara Streisand's son, if he was just a white boy.
You know what?
Boy.
Jesse could marry anybody. In history of my family states, our black men have married white women. They can marry anybody they want. That's
as
not my point. I'm not saying that I disallow any this, that, or something else, but it's only to the point where we get the racist kind of bullshit back at us that makes me mad. And then I'm seen as a racist because I fight the bullshit, the racism that I experience, then I'm seen as a racist.
And that's part of the reason why I wanted the clarity was because it is hard when we're fighting against it and you're standing up trying to make yourself known. It's hard for other people to make the separation between you're making a racist statement or you're defending your right to feel like you need to be protective of your black people.
And I'm going to do one thing that I never do online and by Twitter. I'm going to say goodbye, Twitter.
Oh.
And I'm going to get a definition.
Oh. Of racism?
Right. Let's see if we can do it without knocking everything. And speaking of knocking everything off, if we do get knocked off, my provider start with an A. All right, knocked me off for some reason, but it came right back on. The phone won't get knocked off, but the internet was really tripping.
Oh.
All right.
Well, your provider starts with an A.
You're right.
And there's like another couple letters.
Okay, see, now this is what, maybe I'm a little racist. No. Well, yeah, okay.
No, that's why they say that black people can't be racist, which I do, because the definition makes it.
See, intrinsically superior to other races. I don't believe that.
Okay, that's good.
And then again, you know, I do say stuff like God put diamonds in Africa.
Right, and
God
what
put
about
gold
discriminatory or abusive behavior towards members?
I don't do that.
Race.
I don't do that.
But you do get kind of.
I get upset at racism directed towards me.
But what about?
Is that racist?
But what about when you make comments like you did that started this discussion that had something to do
okay,
with
well, maybe
that.
I'm on the borderline.
It's
but it's all in defense.
It's defensive, so you can't really be a racist. That's what I've been trying
because
to
I'm acceptive of anything that any other race of people have to give me other than their racism towards me because they don't even know me.
Thus, again, it's a defensive thing.
Yes. Dang,
like 5 minutes.
I start crying.
Just don't let it get to you.
But you know, the one thing it did do is made me more aware, because even my own kids say, "Mom, you're a racist." You know what I'm
saying?
Jesse and I. You know what I'm saying? And you and Jesse do what?
No, she and I were talking about that. You were right there in the kitchen.
And we had a wonderful chicken in the kitchen. We had a wonderful Memorial Day, right?
That was last Monday,
since the show.
And that baby is just beautiful.
And my baby put cake all over the patio.
And your daughter and her boy are just an adorable little couple.
We have
couple.
Pictures of that, but we didn't put it
absolutely
up because somebody
beautiful.
Be trying to take all of us because we just so gorgeous.
Mm.
But we are videotaping the 4th of July.
Okay.
So,
but do you feel a little bit better about that? Because really, you know.
About being a racist, you feel a little better about it?
No, but clearing up, like, what the definition is, what you are and where you aren't, and what the deal is, and all of that.
Well, let me ask you a question. What is it called when a black person don't like black people?
Because
that's what the hell you are. So we're going to go to that next.
You know what? Just as I just cleared that up for you, I really wouldn't like it for you to make those kind of complete statements about something like that, because that's like, just to get a reaction, and you know it's not true, because I wouldn't be sitting
here. Well, not 100% true.
I wouldn't have my family.
See, and that's what
we wouldn't have, you know.
Your family's getting,
no,
you don't have no child.
Oh,
my family.
Wouldn't have your family.
I wouldn't have my family.
And that is not
exactly
only
my point.
Family. It's
also
I'm
glad you said
other
that.
People that I have in my
I'm
life
glad
that
you
are
said
black.
That.
I have tons of
I'm glad you said
very important, lovely, wonderful people.
You sound
friends.
Like a white person.
No, that are,
you got a lot of
that
black,
are black like me.
You got, oh, really?
Yes.
No shit.
Yes.
You're
yes.
black.
I'm
you?
Black.
In my opinion, the majority of people you deal with should
yeah,
be
you
black.
Know what this is? This see, and that is a discriminatory comment right there. There's no reason that you need to line it up and say,
look,
the people that I'm going to deal with
your black mother and father and all of your siblings.
If somebody else slips in underneath the crack and I decide to be nice to them, then I'll be nice to another
why
person.
Why are you being mad? See, that's why the fight starts.
Because you call me names, and I'm trying to
get out of
you admit. You did. You just
no.
called me.
No.
You said that
you act like your black mother and father and all your wonderful siblings that I've seen and heard about put your ass in a basket and some white folks found you and raised you. That's what you sound like.
No, I said my
all of your social family. All of your social choices, Lorraine, are people that are not
okay.
of African American descent.
She's
and
lying.
It made me mad.
She's lying.
And
she knows
made,
nothing about my life before.
Oh, here we go.
Nothing.
That's a long ass time.
She knows I haven't had any friends.
Okay, hey, but
so
you know
she
what?
Knows nothing about
hey,
my life.
But
at
you
all.
Know what?
You guys who are listening and should call in at some point.
No,
you,
don't call in and talk to her.
You guys,
because
you can think whatever you want to think. So can you.
2 years is a long ass time to normal people, but
I,
not to
you're
you.
You're the only person I know really here for the last 2 years. You're black. So I'm sitting here. I'm a black.
You know what?
Like you, I walk around. My hair is in a fro. More,
but
more black than yours. More white people wear locks these days than they wear fros.
Your social
and
choices
so,
are all
and your
people.
Social choices working for the man all the years that you worked for the man. I haven't done
see,
that. So
see,
you want to keep going?
Why have I?
You want to keep going?
Why haven't yet? Yeah, we can keep going.
You
want to
keep going? Because
keep
I
going.
Can.
You
I can talk about how I was the vice president of our black
students. Oh,
you're
so
about.
Social.
I don't know. On and on
are
and on. And on.
People.
Not true.
Even
never have been, never will be.
Within
I like
last,
everybody.
Even within the last 2 years, you've known me. So we're not even going
to
go there.
And treats me nice and is a friend to me and helps me.
And as long as they're
to me and is my friend, I am their friend. I love all people. And I'm glad that I was raised by people who told me that it was not about that, that that's what they did to us.
So,
we don't need to do it back to
yeah.
anybody else.
Well, what are you yelling at? Don't yell. Yeah, right. But
hallelujah.
But then once you get grown, all your social choices are white.
You.
Yeah, it is.
The social choices she thinks she knows about.
Well,
that's
the ones you told
is.
Me.
The social
oh.
choices.
And you know what the fight, basically
you
the fight
know.
Is, Lorraine can go out with everybody that is Caucasian.
Right. I can go out.
But she can't go out.
Embarrassed to be seen.
I'm trying to figure it out. So
that's
why we were fighting then.
I'm embarrassed because,
that's why we're fighting
yes.
now.
I'm embarrassed
so,
to be seen.
West Coast style, something this little white girl does not have.
That's right.
And I do, and we're going to play it.
With
and
my
we're going to
blonde hair. And my tail have white skin, and I never get looked at like I'm just another black mother like you do, because you and I look so different.
And then she always tries to hurt my feelings. That's why she all messed up, and I don't like her.
All right.
And she gets thrown out.
My feelings just by saying this, because I've worked all my life to make sure
to love Caucasians more than your own
people. To love Caucasians.
I want your daddy to call in.
And everybody.
Oh, so white people are the only people giving your ass love.
I said,
you know what? Song, check them out.
Do you hear the way she twists your words?
Yeah, West Coast style. Something this, once again, repeat. Something this little white girl has none of. We'll be back.
Great.
West Coast Style, one of our new songs for this week, and know that we put all the songs on the website, so you can go there and listen to them anytime. And if you do want to call in at any time, you can do that too at, what's the number?
917-889-9946.
And this is a diary. This is the talk show of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and I'm its host, Stacy, and co-host, for at least right now, right?
Yeah, oh, that's right, because I was so resistant. I was inspired before, remember?
But we not there yet, because you, anyway. She got the boot for about 23 hours till I started feeling really bad about myself.
You know?
And then she got a nice bottle of vodka and a good talking to. Oh, we both did, but anyway, we'll talk about that later. So right now, we're going to be talking about BP and just what I noticed just watching the news over the week, and what I just noticed going to work every day, and what I noticed that we have become as a nation, and what I already know that regular right. people just going to have to be able to fight out of. In a nutshell, you know, you look at the fishermen, right, who lost their livelihoods mm-hmm. and will for probably the rest of their lives. They're in their 30s or 40s. That water's not going to recover in their lifetime, what they'll be able to do. And those guys are making like $1,000 a day, pulling in shrimp and lobster and oysters and all of that.
But just for a short season, usually, right? Like they have to bank on that time, and they're actually missing it right now. Isn't that
but
correct?
This is the season, and think about $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
If you do that for 60 days, you've made what I made
in
a year.
Right, exactly. So
I'm sure the season was enough for them to live off of.
And it's very time intensive, though.
But still, it don't make a difference. It's their livelihood that's gone away.
That's why it's worse.
But on the other hand, the BP, they hire them to do the cleaning. When they do the cleaning, while they're cleaning, they get paid $10 an hour. Okay? That's not the same as $1,000 a day. Okay? Then they have to use their own boat, and then if you put your boat through that oily shit, you fuck up your boat.
Oh, God.
So eventually you're going to destroy your boat, and it's like a catch-22 because they have to support their family. So they have to do something. That's the only thing to do.
And it's certainly not as fun and as you know, their art form of fishing as cleaning the boat.
Ding dong. What do you mean fun? It's their livelihood.
That's what I'm saying, though, but a lot of people who do those kinds of hard jobs, they do it because they love it. It's their passion, and a lot of those fishermen, it was their passion to go out on the sea and fish for their livelihood.
You know
and
what?
Now, even if they were getting paid,
passion or no passion, that's
they
how
won't
they
get to do their passion anymore. They're going to be sitting on the shore cleaning up mess.
You know what? Bottom line, being a wage earner, passion or no passion, I'll do the next shit if it'll make me the same money.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And
there's nothing else that they can possibly do where they're at that's going to make that money
that
for them
money.
Again.
Right. Right.
Fuck the passion.
I know that you were saying that, and that is, of course, the most important, but I was just saying it as a, like, in addition to that, imagine if somebody took away, you know, like, your voice.
You know what my passion was when I was raising my kids by myself?
What?
Raising my kids by myself.
Okay, fine. I was just trying to add a different thing to it. I'm sorry.
Right.
I didn't mean to make an argument, Stacey, about some beautiful, you know, sad and beautiful aspect of their livelihood, that a lot of them feel like this was a choice that I made to be a fisherman because I love the sea. And to me, that's just as important.
Well, yes, but when it comes down to it, you love supporting your family.
And I said, of course, priority. Why are you arguing with me everything I say?
No, you're arguing with me everything I fucking say. Anyway, BP, just like you, want to control everything, and they have, and they fucked up people's lives.
Right.
So, what I'm seeing is that it's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the same thing went on where I work. You know, when I finally got fed up, I mean, at some point you just get fed up, and some of the fishermen were saying, you know, and they had to sign non-disclosure clauses, meaning they
mm-hmm.
wouldn't go and say anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
You ruin my livelihood. You're paying me $10 an hour, and I can't go ring you because of this. Or not even ring you. I can't even go express my frustration.
Isn't that true that a lot of it is because when they were fishermen, they were working for themselves, so they didn't have to answer to anybody's kind of clauses either. You know, they had their own.
And there you go, back off on that end. That's not even my point.
Okay. Sorry.
My point is,
okay, yeah.
How much control can motherfuckers have over motherfuckers?
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
That's what it is. I mean, that's the whole point.
Right.
And it's sad, and that's what this country has become. A nation of VPs, whether it's the insurance industry, the oil industry,
mm-hmm.
Walmart, Apple. Why your shit got to be built over there where motherfuckers is jumping off the building? Yeah, you up with that, right? The people that make Foxconn, that make the iPad that we're able to buy, and we think it's so cute, and there's
mm-hmm.
so many fucking cute commercials in our country about the shit, like it's the best fucking thing since, my mama say, sliced bread.
Right.
But the people that make that shit make 35 cents an hour. They live where they work, and it's like military camp, and they're committing suicide. They're jumping off the fucking building for some reason. I mean,
wow.
And it's only because so we can afford it at 800, whatever the fuck it is. I ain't going to buy one. But you know what I'm saying? If we made it here, we could make it at the same price. So we make it over there where the labor is 35 cents. Something's just wrong with that kind of mentality. Business is great. Business is good. Mm-hmm. But when you do it like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's obviously something I'm missing.
No.
I mean, for business, I mean, there's, for people to think it's okay to let, to just run over people for money.
Well, it's like legalized slavery.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, that was the point I'm getting to.
Yeah, exactly.
We couldn't do it like they did it with us back
right.
in the day, but we can evolve shit. We can change laws, and we can do all of this shit where we can just basically put people in slavery, or like the dumb people I worked with, get them so scared to speak their mind, speak their whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they just go along and they don't have no choice but to go along with all of the bullshit and all the new regulations. Why? Nobody's getting no more money, but the insurance is going up, everything is going up, everything, and everybody's getting fucked,
mm-hmm.
except for corporations like BP.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And the only thing that's going to change it, the only thing that we can do, because you can bitch about it, and I love bitching about it, because
mm-hmm.
I see it. I study it, I see it, and I personally, in my life, try to do things that help me get away from it. You know, history, I work for myself. When my kids were young, I couldn't do it anymore. I wanted to be more stable, so I worked for somebody else for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Got great experience, and then basically don't do that anymore. But I had to do it for my kids at the time that I had to do it. Now that my kids are, Freddie will be 20 years old in a month. In
wow, really? Oh, okay, so when is his birthday?
August.
In August, okay.
He will be 20. Jesse's
wow.
22, and Christopher will be 18
yes.
in November. You know, just like your
just
kids.
Like my girl.
He'll
yes.
be 18. And it's like, okay, things are different then. I didn't have to lock myself to anything right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I had to back then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people need to think about. And that's why I'm so proud to talk about it at the end of the show, the experience I had with some young boys in the Thomas. And a guy that I met up with that has a nonprofit in India that's here in this country, and the conversation we had, how, you know, India is a very poor country, and how he had to come over here and adjust to our poverty and adjust to our system,
mm.
and he worked as a social worker for a while,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about how he felt so fulfilled. That's the best job he said he's ever had. And he looked at a couple of things about me on the website on our nonprofit, and that's why he wanted to hook up with us.
Mm.
So we're going to talk about that, which is like that's the whole purpose of us doing what we do.
Okay.
And we got to understand that everybody got a purpose on this earth. You're not just going to be here, fart, and then die. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody's here for a particular
that's
purpose.
True. There are some people that I think get lost in that. And they just,
everybody gets lost in it.
Majority
of people get lost
yeah.
in it. You know?
Yeah, because if the majority weren't, we would see a difference.
We would be fantastic, right?
We would see a difference.
Right?
Exactly.
We wouldn't have assassination.
Very good point.
You know?
Yeah, I like that.
And it's just like now is the time things are changing.
Uh-huh.
It's not the way that it used to be.
And you can feel it.
You can feel it.
And you should. And people should be taking advantage.
I mean, look at the oil spill. I mean, it's just
yeah.
not, it's not going to stop
oh.
anytime soon. You
we
know?
We have to change the way we do
we
everything.
Have to change the way if. I mean, it's just, it's not going to stop. And I don't know, I haven't watched the news, and I usually try not to on Saturday and Sunday.
Really?
But, yeah.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Unless it's
yeah.
something really
sometimes
crazy.
You get overload.
And you'll tell
and
me, you know?
Know what's happening.
And watching the news is part of what we do.
Yeah.
We have to watch it
of
so
course.
We can be up on what
you
to tell
be informed
people.
And plus we love it.
Yeah, and we love it. And
yeah.
it's education. We
yeah.
need to know, because if we're going to inform other people, we can't be stupid.
I think a lot of people who don't watch the news would be surprised.
And what goes on.
Yeah.
Because I talk to people, they're like, what?
What?
And I was getting some, I was bought me a whole bunch of seafood the other day. I was like, oh, boy, I better eat it while I can.
That is so true.
You know, because
oh
when
God.
We were talking, and me and the meat man was having a really great time.
Even with all the internet and everything, people are like, Gary Coleman, what?
Oh, Gary, so
I know
that guy.
And Rue McCallahan.
Oh yeah.
Who I love. She got me through my pregnancy and my first breast, my first
every time I
was watching the Golden
Girls,
they were the only thing that was on
my
box.
I don't know today.
I love them.
It seems like every time I was off work from having a baby, we were at war. Jesse in 90.
Well, were we in war in
90 or when was Jesse born? Okay, and then Freddie in 92, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That was still, I think we were doing something.
Something crazy, right? And then.
Oh, maybe that was like.
Freddie was 90.
Gulf War was
90. 90. Weren't we in war in 90?
No, I need. Oh.
89. Damn, I don't even know when my kids were born. 88, 90, 92.
Reagan years, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we were. Oh, Iran-Contra, right?
Oh, and all that stuff.
And
that
your
stuff.
boy, that's the guy on radio shows, and he the greatest thing to it. North.
I can't even say the name.
Yeah, it's like every time I had a kid, I was off watching that shit. I loved it.
Wasn't he just like, you didn't even imagine that people had believed that he was
smart. Well, you know, I'm a great Catholic, so I believe everything. That's why people can think they can fuck me over so easy. Anyway, this is the diary. We're going to take another break. We're going to play In the Bedroom because you know what? Like my mom and daddy shit, I guess when all else fails, shit, go there. So I say, people that got somebody, shut the fuck up. At least you got somebody to have sex with when it all goes bad.
That's right.
I mean, really?
You know, exactly. So what do people really have to complain about?
Right.
So what we put here for?
Go get a beer, you know, go in the bedroom.
Have some fun.
Have some fun. They're like me and her. We got to try to find somebody. Oh, Lord. I need a test. I got to go to the doctor. We need 6 months worth of vitals. We need medicals.
Come on now.
If you with somebody you married, shit, shut the fuck up.
I know.
Go in the bedroom and play this song.
Investigative reports.
There you go. Damn. All right. Shut the fuck up. Go in the bedroom. Listen to this song.
Listen
to the diary. Oh, my God. That's why I got 3 kids all before I was 28.
Oh, God.
Because I'm like, I don't like you. Let's go in the bedroom.
Now you get to be a young grand.
Ooh, shit. You ain't never lied. Anyway. We'll be back. Go to the bedroom.
Yeah,
I bet you did.
I did. I loved that. That was good.
Okay. Yeah. In the bedroom. It's all good.
I
Mrs.
Thought.
The diary.
In the bedroom. Very cool.
Yeah. Okay. So people that got somebody, shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Okay.
We're not playing.
We ain't playing. We ain't playing here. All right? This is the diary. We don't play on this shit here.
That's right. It's all right. Serious.
We are serious up in this piece.
I can't even say it without laughing.
Okay.
What's next?
All right. Us fighting. Yay.
Well,
we're going to talk about it some more because you pissed me the hell off.
Well, you know.
And I got to fix myself because when you can't fix the other people that are so messed up in the way you think.
You should just focus inward because there's definitely.
Oh, yeah. You're so fucked up in that. Everybody loves her earning name.
Oh, my God.
Why is that?
But, though, really, you know, to me, I want these things to be seen as just...
Your world is like...
Adjustments and inconsequences.
Remember this symbol from last night?
I'll say what? I just don't like you talking about me being closed-minded.
You are.
But I am. You were right. I thought about it myself. I am right now in my life cloistered. I like to be where I am, and I'm...
So you have to insult me, make me feel bad,
no,
and sad, because...
You, though.
Yes, you did.
No, it was because of the way that you came at me. I did become defensive, and of course I'm going to.
You did the dumbest shit I've ever heard on planet Earth.
But I know what I need to do to make myself grow, and it needs to go at a certain pace for me right now. And there's so much going on with me.
You make it hard to be your damn friend.
Well, you know what? Then maybe right now it's not a good time for me to be...
See, but I'm not like that.
Social. I'm sorry.
I'm not like that because I like even... Well, you said I'll say the R word, but that is exactly
how
you're acting.
What?
And for me to say I'm a Christian, I got a deal even though you act like a... person.
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, don't say that word. It's not a very nice word. You know what R stands for.
Racist?
See, that's because you are.
No.
The other R word.
I'm trying to think. Well,
the other R word you told me not to say.
Oh, so that's just me, because it's closed-minded and it makes you sound stupid if you call me the word retarded, because we all know that that's an insult. That is sort of like a derogatory slur on a certain amount of people who have mental capacity issues that sometimes have absolutely nothing to do with intelligence, by the way, but that's just the response.
So what do you call a person that's closed-minded? And their brain is like maybe the diameter of a walnut.
I understand what you're saying now, that you don't really think that I'm closed-minded. You think that I have a restricted... like worldview right now, because I won't go places with you.
So let's talk in detail about who you.
That's not
close minded.
When you were saying close minded, I thought it was something.
Okay, so we're gonna just go with why I got pissed and why we fought. And you're talking about oh, you don't see, it's the hurtful little shit that you say, too, and I don't say hurtful shit, and you do.
I know, that's true.
Shut your mouth.
You always call
it's my
racist.
Turn.
That's hurtful.
Okay, we're not.
Not when you call me racist.
You are. You don't like black people.
No, I do. I love them. I'm so happy to be black.
Bam, that's us.
I love us. You were saying I don't like them yourself when you say I don't like black people.
Can I please go over the basis of the fight without you interrupting?
Yes.
You interrupting.
No, you have 22 minutes.
You know what? Thank you.
Go.
We were talking, and now I have to preface this and see you shit on yourself because, I've only known you 2 years and blah, 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 blah. But you've known these same people that you've gone out with 2 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
So don't use that. And that's my problem and why I got so mad at you, because you pull shit out of your ass like smoke, like you're a genie. And you're not. And I'm a logical.
Witch. I'm sorry.
See, and witches and saints don't go together.
Oh,
you punk.
Okay.
Anyway. So my issue was, my thing is, you know, we're friends. We've gotten to know each other better since we've had more time to spend together, since I've not had a regular, quote, job. And we've gotten to know each other. You know, hey, you know, let me have your back. You have mine. Let's go to this one place on Wednesday. Check it out. I will pay. We won't even have to drive. I'll pay. The drinks are only $1. Let's go. Let's have fun, because we both need to get out. And it's not, but... 10 minutes away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stacey, okay. Well, it's coming closer to the time to do it. Hey, Ray, it's time to do it. I'm going to do this. Oh, no. I can't do it because, and then we blame it on the daughter. And then we blame it on, I haven't really gone out a lot, so I need to transition into going out, which
mm-hmm.
is fine. And you told me that when I asked you a month ago,
mm-hmm.
you said, look, after May, blah, 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 my baby's going to be out. I'll be free.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, it's totally irrational because it's a girl, because she's been going out like you at home. Mm-hmm. Anyway, cool, whatever, I respect your wishes. I just want a companion to go with me that's non-threatening. We go have fun. Everybody's just going to look and drink, free,
right.
Cheap drinks, you know, get out and see what's up. Because we already know Sacramento is hick and not fun, but we're still going to get out if it's cheap enough to do so and have fun. We can just go have fun because we know each other enough we could just go chill. So came close to time. Oh, Stacey, no, I can't do it because blah, 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 blah. Now, but in the same conversation, in the same day, in the same shit, I have discovered through our conversation that in these same 2 years that I've been asking you just to simply get in the fucking car with me and go down the street and go with me and have fun, you've gone with white people. Yes or no? No, no, but. Yes or no? Just
yes.
Okay. All right. So naturally, being the black person that I am and the black person that you are and the things that we have experienced together and the things that we personally know about each other and the way that we've helped each other get out of binds, vice versa, and we've always been there with each other, I got personally offended that if you can go out with white people in these 2 years, we've grown to know each other. Because, yes, Stacey knows you. Stacey knows you have quirks. But Stacey has quirks. But you know what? We deal with each other. And we always have, and we fought. And, yes, you've got thrown out, but, yes, I've always apologized. Yes, you've come back. We've always been able to come to some logical conclusion about our friendship. So, yes, we wanted to always continue to be friends, including today, including yesterday when I bought you that nice bottle of vodka as a peace offer, saying, hey, you know,
nice.
I shouldn't have at least thrown you out of the house, even though you really fucking hurt my feelings. Because you will, once again, spend your time out in the streets. I don't even know where you went. But you go with white people, but you will not go with me. And that hurt my feelings, so I got pissed off because I thought we were closer and better than that. And then we're still fighting about it because there's no good reason in my mind. And that's it.
Can I just say one thing? Or actually just a few.
Say what you want.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that the way that you just put it to me made it so much more understandable than the way that you came at me with it the other day. And I also felt insulted because instead of saying, you know what, friend, you did something that was hurtful to me, and I think you could have done it in a different way. You called me names that I am.
Boom! I called you names.
Yes.
What I call you?
The whole thing was about. You know, you.
What did I call you? See, you lying.
No.
What did I call you?
Some of it's personal. I'm not going to get into it with
personal.
You on the phone, but you did call
Don't
me.
Don't talk about the money.
And, no, but because that was not the real point. The point is just that you made it more understandable to me today and less threatening, and I felt less like you were attacking me than I did that day. Sometimes when you feel that way, you can't hear anything except for the fact that somebody is coming at you.
Oh, so today you understand it, like Cinderella.
Today I understand it better. I understood it before. And the second thing that I wanted to say to you for sure was that I did appreciate that gesture, the peace offering gesture. Whenever things happen like that, I think something like that, or even if it was just a note card or something like that, always mean a lot because it means that you're willing to, you know, see the parts of it that made the other person uncomfortable, and that's beautiful. And
I know how it started.
Let me finish my whole three things because the third thing
is
that I want to make sure that you and everybody else that's listening does understand that, you know, you have a viewpoint of who I am, and I understand why you would be hurt, but I also have to tell you that you are so wrong because it was like almost I always felt that you were actually more special because the people that I actually went out with, they were people who had browbeaten me a lot like the way that you are doing now.
Let me finish.
Let me finish because it comes to a good place.
Oh, yeah, no, it was revenge. But wait, I'm going to tell you why.
No,
I'll apologize.
No, yeah. But they really made me feel so uncomfortable that I went out without Kelsey and me in time when he would take us just to dinner when we didn't have any money. And it was like I was always thinking, gosh, hanging out with Stacey is cool, and she seems to get that, you know, this whole single mother thing and not pressure me when I'm telling her that I want to, you know, that I don't want to do certain things because I've got a girl because she's a parent too. I really never even thought in my head. I thought the opposite, that you got me to the point where you would never think that I was, like, picking one over the other. I only went out twice with Simon without Kelsey, and those were because he kind of browbeat me into it. He made me feel like, because I didn't want to go away on trips.
Okay. Why did you say this before? We sound like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing too much. I don't.
Hey. Those three things. That's it.
All right.
And that,
but
yeah.
The reason why I came so deep with the peace offering,
uh-huh,
because you emailed me that night after you left,
uh-huh,
with the nicest email saying,
Stacy,
this is this and this, and I told you,
mm-hmm,
I need to know if you want me to show up Sunday, and I told you, I said no before I even read it.
Right? Tell me that.
And then you emailed me back, and
mm-hmm,
you said, that's so sad, I'm so sorry, or something,
mm-hmm,
and the words in your email. See, and that's why I mentioned to a couple other people, yep, I mean, that's relationship. We've nurtured a relationship. The same way you emailed me and said, Stacy, in so many words, our friendship is bigger than,
mm-hmm,
what we're arguing about,
mm-hmm,
and you need to rethink it, even though you did say no, don't show your ass up on the phone. But okay, but I appreciate,
mm-hmm,
it, and I told you I love,
yeah,
you, and I do, and everything's cool. And even though we don't, see, and we're good
here
now,
yeah,
because, you know, but don't choose white people over me.
All right, and I will not. I definitely will not make you feel that way. It kills me to think that I made you.
That's
feel
like
that.
My kids.
That's totally not it.
I'm going over somebody else's house for Mother's Day, and
that's horrible.
No,
and you know what? Let me just tell you this: the things that I want, you know, that we've done for each other, I would never do for them. I would never. You know, the kind of things we've traded off on, I would never have done for those other people. They just don't mean enough to me. And I didn't.
And we're not
them.
Telling people what we traded off on.
Oh, no, we won't.
But right now, we're together. Yay! I'm so happy. So now she loves me again. So I'm going to play Love Doctor.
Ooh,
we'll be back.
Love
Ooh, this is a diary, baby. You knew it was going to turn out like that because I am irresistible.
Oh, that is it.
Is that it?
Oh,
yay. Do it again.
Yeah.
We'll be back. All right, all right. This is the diary. We just over here maybe smoking some cigarettes or something, reveling in our newfound love again that we understand each other better.
There you go.
This is me and Ray, and we come out of SAC every Sunday, and we love doing this shit because anytime we can help people get stuff together, and I love black people, so when anytime I can fight about black people, I like
that. I
kind
of do.
You know, she kind of does, but we're figuring it all out. She's in therapy.
Right.
And we're going to get her shit right before this life is over.
Exactly.
So now the last thing I want to talk about is the wonderful experience that I had, and that's what, you know, as the Association of African American Single Mothers evolved, first it was like for single mothers trying to help the moms.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grew as a single mom of two boys, the hoes, I don't like I am not loving them hoes. Okay, you better believe. No, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm just trying to keep people laughing. That's all. But no, the mothers. I mean, the biggest concern for me as a single mom of two boys was to do my best for my boys, because for some reason my daughter, you know, Jessie, she seemed to, no matter what she got her ass into, she seemed to fare okay.
Right.
But, you know, the boys, it's something. Girl is me, it's her, it's black, it's all that mixed together. But the boys need a little more, you know. So it kind of evolved to, my main concern was kind of now 100% evolved to helping young black males too. Once they get out of jail, be productive, stay out of jail. So over my time being off, and, you know, sometimes, you know, people, when things you think happened, well, I knew getting fired was like a good thing, so I knew that wasn't a bad thing. But sometimes the things we think are bad are really meant for our good. God, if you want God's people, if you follow your God, whatever it is,
right on,
no matter what, not necessarily mine, but whatever yours is, as long as you follow it, he's going to lead you in the right direction.
Or
so
she.
Or she, and I really believe she, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But, you know, just believe in your heart, in your soul, and be true to yourself. And that's why, you know, when I was Twittering today, I said, Jesse, please, when I die, the last day you see me on earth, when I'm in that box, play the song Stand. Listen to that song. Everybody need to go back and listen to that song. It was made Flying the Family Stone.
Oh,
that's what.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Play, that's my song.
I reach for that.
That's my motherfucking
like that.
Song. You know,
yeah.
Basically, they'll make you try to crawl. That's the words in it. Stand, be true to you, because when it's all said and done, you got to do what you think you need to do.
There you
and
go.
If you stand, you're still going to be yourself when
really,
it's all.
That's
and
empowering.
That's it is.
Yeah.
It is. And that's what the, you know, back in the Panther days and shit, and if motherfuckers would have stuck together and quit stabbing each other in the back then, and the government quit, you know, kind of killing motherfuckers.
Really.
Well, you know, we might have been okay, but you know, it's time to stand and to do what you need to do and stand up for your people and for yourself. And if nothing first and foremost, for your family, for your children, for our children, stand, motherfucker, stand. You have to stand. So back to the young men. What we've developed now, we have in Sacramento, and it's growing, and we're starting it is, we have a group of general contractors, and that means guys that can do drywall, roofing, painting, and the program is training for self-employment is what it's called. And my dear friend that I met, and we had a beautiful conversation, and, you know, people can feel each other. You can feel, if you a real motherfucker, other real motherfuckers can feel you. So when I had, by the end of this conversation, this dude's from India, and he said, you know, that's one of the poorest countries. He came over here. He had to learn the system of America. Of course, people from other poor-ass countries see America as a fucking gold mine. They come over here, they get their education, they get their money on, and that's my one.
And they feel the freedom.
And they know, and you know, and the real motherfuckers get back, and that's this dude. And he said his best time in life is when he was a social worker. But, of course, you don't make no money here in America doing that shit, giving a fuck about people. You don't make money doing that in this country. You only make money when you get to, when you fuck people. When you fuck people out of their good, that's when you make money in America. And we're paying for that shit right now. So any dumb motherfucker out there that thinks this isn't a new time in America, you better wake your dumb ass up. Listen to the diary because we're going to get you through it. So study for self-employment. We get these young men together. We teach them how to be roofers. They are apprentices to the general contractor that got all his shit. So we're starting like ASAP.
Wow. Okay.
And I already got 10 million young brothers I've been talking to the past however many years, including my two dumbass sons that moved out of here because they couldn't listen to their mama. So soon they'll be back working for their mama too.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're going to start doing.
Well, you really evolved your program a lot lately.
And that's what it's going to be because his whole thing, self-employment, study for self-employment.
Yeah.
That tells you right there, motherfucker. BP, I'm not going to be stuck to you because I'm going to learn a trade where I can go out there and hang my own shingle, motherfucker, with my own name
uh-huh.
on it.
Yeah.
And I can do the shit just like you can do it.
Yep.
And I can do it better. And I can do it faster. And I'm black, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I built this country. Black mothers,
right.
strong motherfuckers built this country. So a black man could go up there and put on a roof, I'm sure, by his motherfucking self. If I show him enough Africans in America video that I got, show his ass that shit over and over and see the shit his ancestors did to build this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Build
Absolutely.
It for yourself. Build it for yourself. So that's the kind of shit we do at the Association of African American Motherfuckers. Single mothers. I'm going to cuss because until I die, I'm going to work to make sure my people ain't looked at as the garbage of the motherfucking country of the world. And that's what black people are looked at, specifically black men. And I see the world fucked up. The world, devil, you fucked up when you gave birth. You let me give birth to two little motherfuckers, Freddie and Chris, because I was not going to let them either what? Be dead or in jail. It's not going to happen because them little niggas got my shit in them. And that's why the association got built up to what it is. I got my little man in Folsom Prison. I haven't forgotten about you. Well, you got about 7 more years. So we good. When you bring your ass out here, I'm going to deal, and you're going to be the main motherfucker going out there telling and letting them know. I've been in prison when I was 11. I got out when I was 40.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you how to keep your dumb, young ass out of prison, too. This is a diary. Hit us up every Sunday because we love you. What's wrong with you?
What? Oh, it's over?
It's almost over. You don't want to say nothing?
Yeah, I do. Well, I was thinking about what you were saying. It was impactful. You know, I was just trying to.
You look like your ass is sweet. That don't look like.
Oh, not at all. When you were talking about the you know, the people that you
Okay. You look sweet.
Working for No.
Well, you got a minute. Hey, primary, what's coming up? Tell us what you got.
That's what I wanted to say was June 8th, the primary vote. We've got a few.
Did you say June 8th?
Yeah, June 8th. That's Tuesday. This
coming up.
Tuesday.
All right.
This coming Tuesday, go to the polls. Hopefully, you know, or
hopefully you know what the hell you're doing.
You know,
is it too late? Because I have mine by mail. It's not too late by mail?
I think it has to be in on that day.
Okay. Well, I got mine.
But, vote. And, you know, there's a – in California, do you want me – because in California, there's a
You got, like, 30 seconds. So do what you can do in 30
okay.
seconds.
California, there's races to watch. The biggest thing is don't just knee-jerk anti-incumbent vote. Think about the person that's going to win in November. Because
and most of all, vote. Even if you're not registered,
exactly.
it's not too late to do this shit.
Yes, it is. It's too late to register vote for this election. The
But
register for the
next
election in November. That you know, this could be your catalyst.
You read if everybody black was on that goddamn sheet,
you'd
be out there like, woo, everybody black in America's in line.
Son. But in California,
don't wait to the president.
No, definitely,
because there's a whole lot of race. The president. We love
and
you.
And vote Democratic.
No. Stop. This is a nonprofit.
Sorry,
vote like you want. Vote your heart, baby. Like I do in everything we do. This is a diary. We love you. We coming out of pack every Sunday. We love you. Now we're going to eat and drink some more, but have a great, wonderful week. You know, only good shit is happening. Only good shit is happening over here and in your life, and we're going to put it all together and make
right
great
on.
Shit happen for all of us. We love you. God bless you. And we see you next week, Elijah. Grandma loves you.